This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2249. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition recorded June 27th, Antarctica, Australia, Canada, Cuba, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Kuwait, Marshall Islands, North America, Northern Mariana Islands, Oklahoma, Poland, Romania, Russia, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week we had a report that LRA 36 Antarctica planned to be back on the air by Thursday, June 20th, but it was not. Manuel Mendez in Spain keeps up with what's happening there from their WhatsApp announcements. On June 26th, he says they appear to have been off the air since the 1st of June, despite the fact that they said they would be back again, repairing an antenna broken due to bad weather. And then they said, due to weather issues, we will not be able to be on the air on shortwave until further notice. But then on June 27th, they said again they would return to the air as of Thursday, June 27th at 18 UT on 15476 USB. However, Manuel Mendez and Zach Leungas were not hearing it, either direct or via remotes, nor was I when checking at 1945, so yet another no-show. Too bad they're having so many problems, but we can only keep an ear on 15476 for their return. And Antarctica Non, the BBC midwinter special for the British Antarctic Survey, widely publicized, did come off as scheduled, Friday, June 21st at 21:30. They decided not to use the 7255 frequency they tested a week before via the UAE, which makes sense. But the two Wolverton frequencies were heard, as was the one from Ascension. I listened to 9870 via remote in South America. Others reported that 11685 from Wolverton had a transmission break for about a minute, but everything went off as well as it could otherwise. Australia. John Filiozzi, podding along, says, a true era is coming to an end at ABC Radio National. 85-year-old Philip Adams, who has hosted the network's iconic program Late Night Live for over 33 years, has retired. There's still a website with a treasure trove of past programs, interviews on any number of cultural, current events, political, intellectual, and literary topics of worldwide interest. And he provides links to the last five. The website is www.abc.net.au. And then you go to Listen and Programs and Late Night Live as one word. The program continues, he says, but in truth, there will never be anyone quite like Philip Adams, author, writer, farmer, philosopher, filmmaker, to ever host it again. Zach Leungas in Greece says, more than 2 months ago, I found a mysterious QSO network on 7285, relaying some operators in LSB, and now it's changed into AM with sharp audio, as heard via remotes in Australia. Discussions, also, at 0530 to 0930, June 23rd. The signal spread over half of Australia from Brisbane to Dongra. What this network stands for, or what is it about, I wonder. Is it a medical network? Several times I heard talks on medical conditions. Reply from Michael 2E0IHW. Could be part of an Australian flying doctor network, operating in the outback where there are limited technical options. Well, somebody says it sure sounds like a phone patch. They mentioned 10-7, which means out of service. One fellow is clearly a med student or doctor in training. The other person is not. Discussion is quite morbid and graphic. Listener be warned. Likely from a very remote site, the doctor speaking with someone in a larger center. So it could well be the Royal Flying Doctor's Service. That is on 7285, which is not a ham band in Australia, but a fixed communication band. Canada. Tony Pavick in Hope, British Columbia says, RCI, or the CBC International Service, had a great influence on me and would later lead directly to my affinity for the nation and eventual immigration and citizenship. As a result of RCI being on shortwave, I'm now a tax-paying citizen, contributing to the economy and my community at large. There was no reason for RCI to go dark. Sadly, if the Tories get their way and lead the next government, even the parent corporation CBC itself could be shuttered. My experience, based on feedback from listeners to my show, Pop Shop Radio, is not only that RCI is missed, but there is an enormous appetite for an RCI-like service from us here in Canada. Now it's dream or fantasy time. He says, I would love to assemble a crew across Canada to put together a show, a faux RCI, as it were, of at least 30 minutes a week, with a mailbag, a DX report, and human interest reports from across Canada, and air it on WRMI in Channel 292. He posted this in the British DX Club. Also from Tony Pavick, Pop Shop Radio Directional Antenna Test from Channel 292 has been rescheduled. The pneumatic mast issue at the station has been resolved, so I've arranged for the directional antenna test to take place at 22 UT, Sunday, 30 June, on 9670, toward Asia and Australia. It should give it a darkness path for most of it, although it would be 8 a.m. Monday morning in Melbourne, and simulcast on 6070, non-directional for Europe. Program will be the top 15 chart countdown from 1050 CHUM Toronto of 1 July 1974. Reports from Asia, most welcome, he says. From the broadcast dialogue forum via Steve Herman VOA, Chorus Entertainment has pulled the plug on two of its AM radio formats in Vancouver and Edmonton and laid off staff. 880 News, CHQT in Edmonton, a sister to 630 CHED, has been owned by Chorus since 2000. It was relaunched as an all-news station in 2008. It has finished near the bottom of PPM ratings. And AM 730, CKGO Vancouver, a sister station to 980 CKNW, was formerly branded as Mojo Sports Radio. Prior to the launch of what was billed as North America's only all-traffic station in 2006. Also served as the primary game broadcaster for select local sports teams. Now a Chorus spokesperson says effective immediately, 730 CKGO will cease to operate as an all-traffic station, and 880 CHQT will cease to operate as an all-news station. For a while they're going to be simulcasting their sister stations in each city, but it's quite unclear whether they will be going off the air completely eventually. Something's always wrong at Radio Vancouver, but sometimes that's an improvement. As for English in our evenings, starting perhaps as early as midnight UT, as we mentioned last week, the regular frequency is 6,000, but they were also in English instead of Spanish on certain dates on 9700 with a generally much better signal. And now Tony Pavick in BC says they were also in English on 15230 instead of Spanish, parallel to 6,000. That was on UT June 26th. Paul Walker in Alaska pointed that on 11610, the Voice of America service in Amharic at 1830 UT via Wooferton, UK, was being jammed. I heard it too, buzzing and beeping noises. That is listened to via the remote in Holland, but it was underneath VOA. I also tried the remote in Kenya, and I was not hearing the jamming there, closer to Ethiopia. At 1915, when the language had changed from Amharic to Oromo, the jamming level was a bit heavier, as heard in Holland. But why would Ethiopia be so concerned about VOA? Of course, the Amharics and the Oromos do not get along. I recorded a sample of this strange jamming right after VOA went off at 1929. Andy, the engineer at shortwave radio Vinson at the River Aller in Germany, our newest and much appreciated World of Radio affiliate, tell us about some schedule changes. Thanks for your regular audio reports, he says. We are going into summer mode for about 2 months. Our new schedule, as on their website, is as follows. On 6160 in UT, Monday to Friday at 15 to 22, Saturday at 14 to 22, and Sunday from 07 until 22, and then daily on 3975 between 17 and midnight UT. The only effect on World Radio scheduling is that one slot has been canceled Monday at 0800, but there are many others on their schedule and on our World of Radio schedule. On Asilomar State Beach, California, more monitoring of RRI Nabiri Indonesia Program 1 on 7289.93. On June 21st, they started out as just a carrier at 0740, but at 0815, there were mostly easy listening songs. Dead Air at 8:47, at 8:55, an Islamic segment, until 09:05, and music for the rest of that hour, at 10:00, RRI theme music and news, but now there was light China interference coming on at 10:01. RRI went off at 10:20, started playing the usual patriotic song, For You, Our Country, after the news, and it left China in the clear. Then on June 23rd, he heard them from 0800 until off at 0920, again starting out with just a carrier and slowly fading up. There was interference from multiple hams because of field day. At 0825 to 856, mostly easy listening songs you usually play, but now there were Middle Eastern and Islamic influenced singing mixed in. The Islamic segment was at 0856 to 0906. And more music until suddenly cut off at 0920. International Vacuum and Non, if you can get Cheddar News Channel on cable TV, they have a series called The Light Bulb Moment. And this week they featured the Hollywood actress that laid the groundwork for Wi-Fi, Hedy Lamarr. There's several repeats, Sunday, June 30th at 14:30 UT, and Monday, July 1st at 02:30. And there may be even more in July, as yet unspecified. Along with composer George Antile, she is credited with the original idea of spread spectrum. Kuwait is one USAGM relay site, which apparently is not going away. They have been trying to install a new curtain array, but I understand there's been a problem with it. On occasion, when conditions were better, I've heard a carrier on 1098 kHz at an hour, which implies it's from the Marshall Islands. Walt Somany, visiting his pickup site at Masset, B.C., has also reported on this, much better. June 19th at 10:57. He says, very nice reception, pleasant island music. There was splatter from 1090, but otherwise acceptable. He says, all my antennas perform very well, testing them. I listened indeed, and at 11:30, an announcer came on with a closed-down announcement and the Marshallese national anthem. But an open carrier remained after 11:30. Says, YHWH, the Antichrist North American pirate, continues to be active on 7475. Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State hears it best via the northern Utah remote, such as on June 22nd at 0403. Also on UT June 23rd at 0419. Rick Barton in Arizona also hearing it at that date at 0400. In progress at TuneIn. Eric also reports him June 25th at 0350 direct. Also June 26th around 0330. June 27th at 0320. And Tony Pavick, NBC, was hearing him on that date at 0335. Breaking news, June 25th from Dan Robinson. USAGM and VOA are planning to close down the Saint-Thomé and Marianas relay sites. No formal announcement as yet. I'm seeking confirmation. Potential closure is predictable, given the budget crunch they face, the need to find funds to support a relocation of the agency and VOA in Washington. Also quite possible, they may dangle this in front of Congress as part of an overall appeal for more financial support. There, of course, are two sites in the Marianas. Kai Ludwig asks, is it Saipan, Tinian, or both? In case not only the small Saipan station is slated for closure, it raises more questions, assuming transmitters in the Philippines remain off limits for Radio Free Asia. It could turn out that Chinese language radio will finally cease, as was planned already a decade ago, and has long been done by other big players. At the same time, continuing Tibetan and Uyghur radio could be an explanation for keeping the facilities in Germany, even when such notable closures of shortwave infrastructure are on the agenda. Dan Robinson replies, latest info is that it is Tinian targeted for closure. Ben Dawson replies, interesting in that the U.S. military is actively working on new or reactivated facilities on Tinian. Quite evident when we were working at the USAGM site a sesquiyear ago. And Dan Robinson says, I assume you're referring to U.S. military activity, not crossing over to VOA facilities. And John Filiozzi says, wasn't a portion of this site devastated by a typhoon a couple of years ago? Kai Levy replies, yes, it was Typhoon Yutu. The antennas at Tinian suffered heavy damage. And then we were discussing whether the station would be revived or abandoned. Apparently repairs were paid for by the American taxpayer and not insurance. It now appears that closing Chinese language radio from RFA seems to be pretty likely due to sheer lack of remaining suitable transmission facilities RFA has access to via AM, FM, satellite, and shortwave, World of Radio 2249, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com, for which financial support is appreciated by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Hurricane force, but non-tornadic winds knocked some TV and FM stations off the air in Oklahoma City area on June 26th. The Trinity Broadcasting KTBO Channel 14, really RF 15, was still missing the following day. Vanished were two of the three triple sports radio stations, KOKP 1020 in Perry and KOSB 105.1, also in Perry, Oklahoma. In the British DX Club, Paul Geiger in Austria reports on Polish radio longwave 225 kHz. On Tuesday 25 June, he heard about 2 minutes of headlines in English at 6 minutes past 07, 08, and 09 UT, and then news in German. He says it's a summer-only program. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, as previously announced at DRM.org, Radio Romania International has improved its DRM transmissions from Sighineshti, now using the XHE AAC codec with 11 kbps audio and journaling text for news. Here in New Brunswick on 23 June, excellent reception and decoding of their Spanish broadcast on 15170 at 2145. It starts at 21 UT. Skeptic Ken Zicke in Michigan replies, is there an easily available DRM decoder that will deal with XHE AAC or a hardware radio that works to receive this? Improvement is a large claim if there are no non-SDR radios that will receive the transmission. I ask because I'm truly interested in seeing if this new codec provides more robust reception than the older ones. My criticism of DRM is that it appears designed by people who have never actually listened to shortwave broadcast stations and experienced the interference and noise challenges and just expect conditions to be ideal. Kind of like the hams who rate all reception 5 and 9 and ask for continual repeats because they miss details, or SWLs who rate all reception as straight 5s and then talk about noise fading or detailed programming info after rating things as 11111. He says, I know the claim is that XHE AAC is more robust. How do we get hardware and software to show that? There's a report from YouTube forwarded by Walt Somniv on June 25th, headline,
fire rages at Moscow Research Center behind signal jamming tech. A huge fire has engulfed a region in Moscow that develops radio electronic systems for Russia's defense ministry. Videos circulating on social media show. The blaze at the Platin Research Institute, located in the town of Fryazino in the Moscow region, was reported by local media and several Russian telegram channels, including MASH, which purports to have links to Russia's security services. The 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th floors are on fire, MASH said on Monday, sharing a video of the blaze. The governor of the Moscow region, Andrei Vorobyov, was cited by Russia's state-run news agency, RIA Novosti, as saying that three of the building's floors were engulfed in flames. At least 9 people were trapped on the upper floors of a burning electronics research institute outside Moscow, Russian emergency services and officials said on Monday. Footage carried by the 112 Telegram channel showed some of the people smashing windows as black smoke billowed out of the building and flames licked its lower floors. According to preliminary information, there are 9 more people in the building, the emergency ministry said. The rescue operation continues. At least 1 person was saved by fire services, the ministry said. Moscow Regional Governor Andrei Vorobyov said the fire had engulfed 3 floors of the building. According to eyewitnesses, there may be 7 more people in the building. The search for victims continues, Vorobyov said. One man jumped and another fell from the top floors of a burning 8-story former electronics research institute outside Moscow on Monday, Russian media reported. Some of the people inside were filmed smashing windows.
Speaker not identified, but the YouTube channel is called Untold News. Last week we had a report of Iqaluit, Northern Canada, on 6218. Now Jorge Freitas in Brazil reports something else on that frequency in USB. Russian songs, repeating, June 23rd at 2302, and also reported by JRX in Brazil around 22UT and 0130. Time pips also being heard. Ron Howard refers us to an HF Underground thread called Russian Utility Test for many more reports. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener forwards from the Radio Slovakia International website about changes there. There will be no public RTVS as of 1 July. The existing Radio and Television Slovakia RTVS will transform into the Slovak Television and Radio, STVR. Its director to be elected by a 9-member council staffed by 4 nominees of the Culture Ministry and the remaining 5 by Parliament. The consequences for Radio Slovakia International remain to be seen. Their shortwave schedule, relayed by WRMI, midnight 30 UT on 5850, via shortwave service call Germany at 12:30 on 6005, also at 14:30 and 16 hours, and at 19:30 on 3985, via AER, a press release from RTVE in Spain. The Board of Directors has unanimously approved purchase, installation, and commissioning of a new shortwave transmitter, the first of 5 new transmitters that Radio Exterior de España urgently needs to guarantee the continuity of this public service. Replacing current equipment, which has far exceeded its useful life and whose frequent breakdowns put the continuity of shortwave emissions at risk. Just a reminder now about the annual Alexanderson alternator test on VLF 17.2 kHz from Sweden, scheduled for June 30th. The messages will actually be sent at 09 and again at 12 UT on 17.2 kHz. Mike Terry forwards news from Swiss Radio. To listen to news, music, and weather or traffic announcements, people generally turn to DAB+, or Internet Broadcasting Technology. Fewer and fewer FM receivers are still in use in Switzerland. SSR will therefore be decommissioning its obsolete FM antennas by the end of the year. About 10 years ago, the Federal Office of Communications, private radio stations, and SRG began working closely to plan the transition from FM to DAB+, which is becoming the new radio standard. VRX in Brazil finds that Voice of Turkey seems to be broadcasting intentionally rather than accidentally in Portuguese again at midnight UT on 9870, followed by an hour in Spanish. Via BCDX, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports that Ukraine was heard June 20th at 2350 UT, back on the air on medium wave 1278 kHz. Also from midnight UT June 21st, news in Ukrainian. Mike Terry forwards news from Radio Today that a significant improvement in AM quality could be on the way in the UK. Ofcom will be allowing wider audio bandwidth on the AM band, since there's now less interference. We've spotted a new time for World of Radio on the WRMI schedule, yet to be confirmed, however, Saturdays at 09:30 UT on 9455. That's on the 285-degree antenna for Western North America, but that same azimuth carries on towards Honolulu, Majuro, Port Moresby, and Kununurra. So I wonder how reception is across the Pacific. An update from George McClintock as of June 23rd about WTWW. He says, I have just removed the 4 loading inductors or coils from the Harris SW100 number 3 transmitter and placed them in cleaning vinegar. After washing, they are ready to be put back into place. These coils were so dirty that the motors were having a difficult time moving them. I had to put a voltage regulator in that had been removed and the wires tied together by the previous engineer. The high voltage power supply is working well. We are getting ready to bring the Harris SW100 transmitter up in the very near future. WBCQ continues to be missing from 5130 and its single subject, although it was reactivated briefly for Alan and Angela Wiener worldwide on June 22nd, and it was off frequency slightly minus instead of plus, so probably a different transmitter. He says they want to bring back the Radio Angela service on 5130 with good programming, but electricity is outrageously expensive now. We are now near the peak of the annual summer sporadic E, FMDX season in North America and elsewhere in the Northern Hemisphere. I've been putting my reports out of everything I can pick up. You're welcome to check my log reports via worldofradio.com. Even if you don't have a fancy external antenna, a car radio, or just a portable with a telescopic antenna, if you tune to normally open frequencies, you may well hear some strong sporadic EDX coming in and out. distances are typically from 800 to 1,300 miles, give or take. Ron Howard and I were still reliably hearing Radio Vanuatu on 7260 before and after row 7UT as of June 23rd. It was gone the next night. On June 24th, Lucio Tubio Bobovic in Brazil found later on it was on 3945 at 0934. Then on June 25th, just before 07, I heard them reactivated on 9960, the frequency they had used some months ago. That went off at 658, and that's when they changed now to 3945 without the harmonics we once had, making it easier to hear. Mike Cooper forwards a story from AP by Nicole Winfield, Dateline Rome. Pope Francis has decreed an area of northern Rome long the source of controversy because of electromagnetic waves emitted by Vatican radio towers will now house a field of solar panels to fuel Vatican City. The solar energy generated would be sufficient to fuel not only the radio operations there, but the Vatican City state itself. It's the 430-hectare Santa Maria di Galleria site, which enjoys extraterritorial status, inaugurated in 1957 as a base for Vatican Radio. As the once rural area, some 20 miles north of the Vatican, became more developed, residents began complaining of health problems, including childhood leukemia, which they blamed on the electromagnetic waves generated by the towers. The Vatican long insisted there was no causal link. In the 1990s, residents sued Vatican radio officials, claiming the emissions exceeded the Italian legal limit, but the court cleared the transmitter. In 2012, the Vatican announced it was cutting in half the hours of transmissions from the site, not because of health concerns, but because of cost-saving technological advances in Internet broadcasting. It doesn't say here, but as we know, the same site serves as a relay base for other broadcasters, even violating separation of church and state, such as with the Voice of America. David Cole and Mike Cooper forward a Washington Post story of June 25th. A new satellite is preparing us for a looming threat, large solar storms. When the sun erupts on its surface, scientists watch closely to see if the punch of solar particles is headed for Earth and could knock out our technology. Now a new satellite will provide unprecedented round-the-clock observations of our host star, allowing for earlier detection, better forecasts, and advanced warning of solar storms headed to Earth. The GOES-U weather satellite of NOAA launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, extending a decades-long record of terrestrial weather and solar observations as part of NOAA's GOES program. Renamed GOES-19 in orbit, this satellite is also flying a new instrument on its solar point platform, which will constantly monitor our sun for dramatic eruptions on its surface called coronal mass ejections. If aimed at Earth, these can jostle our planet's magnetic field and affect our technology. The compact coronagraph will be a game-changer for space weather observations. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued June 24th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, occasionally 8 and 3, until July 14th and 15th, becoming unsettled, peaking at 10 and 3. Solar flux peaking at 195 July 2nd, dipping to 165 July 8th and 9th, and up to 200 by July 17th and 18th. Remember to check our website for much more information, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, and hoping you'll hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2249 with a standard disclaimer.